Diana Butel Ohisa was arrested at her home in Kampala after her husband, a suspected member of a drug smuggling ring, vanished from their marital home. After four trial sessions, the High Court said it had found no evidence against Ohisa. Ohisa's lawyer, Godfrey Victor Bula, praised the High Court's ruling. He says his client was unlawfully arrested and charged with an offense committed by her husband.
Accused number six has been arrested illegally for an offense that the husband is alleged to have committed, not her. It is a violation of a constitutional right of anybody in this country that you cannot arrest somebody for an offense of somebody else. Because criminal offense is private and personal.
Bula says he sees his client sequential as a symbol of bringing justice to the innocent. And he says the case should serve as a warning to law enforcement agencies to be more diligent in doing their job.
It is not just the police or public prosecution attorney or legal profession that must hang their collective heads in shame. The Republic of South Sudan has largely seems to have abandoned its obligation of holding those violating the rights of others in the names of the state. This has left many victims lost faith in our police as they arrest innocent people instead of arresting criminals.
Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says the heroin smuggling case against Ohisa was complicated. He insists that the police follow due process and respect the rights of suspects.
It is not the policy of the police to arrest people without legal rights. Maybe one individual or two individuals can behave like that, but the system, the cross-checking is there. Because the investigator, we have crime officers that are there to suspect the jails. We have the chief of crime in the division, the head of the division, the attorney general. All these people, they are free to inspect the jails on a daily basis to make sure that anybody inside is arrested legally.
Ohisa was acquitted on Monday, but the trial of five other people charged with drug trafficking will continue next week. All five were detained by South Sudan's anti-drug department at Juba International Airport in November 2020. The five are two Kenyans, 31-year-old Brian Omsigo Fetao and 35-year-old Jackson Cairo. Two Nigerians, 45-year-old Dudu Noma and 23-year-old Christopher Anena, and 27-year-old South Sudanese citizen Zadida Andro Alazo. Prosecuting attorneys told the justice the suspects were found in possession of 26 kilograms of heroin. Presiding Judge Alexander Sabro read out the charges against the five.
I, Alexander Sabor, hereby charging you, Brian Wambigo, that the exhibit was cut on your position in Juba International Airport, the two big carton inside it, stabilizers and sandals. And inside the stabilizers, there was a dangerous drugs, this heroin, cocaine, and these drugs are very dangerous to the people.
Judge Sambro says the suspects are being tried under Section 383C of South Sudan's Penal Code, which criminalizes any activity involving dangerous substances, including illegal drugs. If found guilty, the suspects could face the death penalty. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.